Now a look at the challenges of launching a new company. The founders of Blue Box Now, a web-based marketing firm, felt they were on track at the beginning. The Seattle startup had lined up a large paying customer, it had lots of other great leads, and it was reasonably confident it would have a sizable amount of outside funding. But a lot has happened since those first days. Morning Edition has been following the startup, and NPR's Wendy Kaufman brings us this update.
The past couple of months have been pretty gut-wrenching for the team at Blue Box Now. One of the original founders had to leave Seattle because of a family medical emergency, and he took a full-time job somewhere else. Then, says Chad Reed, one of the remaining co-founders, there was a legal challenge.
That was a doozy. I'll tell you what. We received this letter in the mail and then also over email. There's another group in Seattle called the Blue Box Group.
That group wanted the startup to quit using the Blue Box name. Reed says while they thought they would prevail on the legal issue, they couldn't afford to fight.
Instead of us paying $40,000 to fight this, we're going to end up changing our name. The Blue Box itself, the gift that we give, is still a key component to what we do. It's just changing up the name, and we're going to be okay with it.
The startup's goal is to help its clients increase customer loyalty and spending through the use of online games and prizes. But so far, just one company has signed up. That marketing campaign is months behind schedule, so there's no money coming in. Moreover, without proof their marketing concept works, it's difficult for the team to attract investors. Getting investors, be they angels or venture capitalists, was the main goal for Demo Day, held last month in Seattle.
My name is Chad Reed. This is my co-founder, Naresh Damon. Today, we're going to show you how we're changing the way loyalty marketing is done. Our platform is available on web, smartphones, and on tablets.
Blue Box, or whatever it's going to be called, was a participant in a highly selective incubator and boot camp for technology startups. Their presentation at Techstars Demo Day was attended by hundreds of people. Many of them were investors. And afterward, CEO Naresh Damon was sounding pretty optimistic.
Actually, one of the investors was saying, okay, do you have term sheet? So that is very motivating. But I think what benefits most is the right investor also.
But right now, Blue Box would likely be happy with almost any investor.
I'm Brad Gillespie from IA Ventures, a early stage venture firm based in New York City. As an investor, I'm really focused on five things. In order of priority, it's people, 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 market, and product.
Gillespie had been talking to the Blue Box team and was impressed, but in the end didn't invest. And another potential investor, Dave Carlson, is still on the sidelines. Carlson said he likes what Blue Box is doing, but he wants to see more numbers.
I'm a very financially oriented investor. I say my head and my heart have to be aligned, and the numbers have to make sense.
Faced with the reality that they don't have nearly as much money as they'd expected to raise by now, the founders of Blue Box are rethinking their options. Chad Reed says lots of well-known companies remain interested in talking to them, and he believes that if a sizable number sign up for their marketing campaigns, the startup will be able to raise a chunk of money. But in the meantime, Reed, who's been working without a salary since spring, doesn't get paid.
If we don't get funding, I mean, I can't live, right? I mean, you have to make money. I believe so much in this company that, yes, I'm going to continue building it and moving forward, but I'm going to have to take some sort of consulting job, which means that you're not spending the time that you should be on the product.
Which means, of course, it could take longer to get those customers. As for Naresh Damon, his wife is talking about getting a job, allowing him to continue to focus on Blue Box. And he, like Chad Reed, remains optimistic. After all, no one ever said that launching a startup would be easy. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.